Thank you and good afternoon. More than 30 law enforcement personnel from numerous agencies, including the California Highway Patrol, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, as well as the SWAT team, responded to a report of an armed robbery at a marijuana site in Laytonville around 5:30 this morning. The reporting party, a male adult, called law enforcement and reported that at least 7 armed men confronted him and he fled from the property located near Iron Peak Road. He also stated that his wife and his 16-year-old son had been shot. Law enforcement could not locate the suspects, the reporting party, or any victims in the area. However, there was evidence of an altercation at the scene, but no evidence of anyone actually being shot. Around noon, the search was called off after another individual reported that no one was shot at the location. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Assemblymember Jim Wood was working to keep 3 skilled nursing facilities in Humboldt County from closing, but the State Department of Public Health announced yesterday that it has approved the move by Rockport Health to close the homes that will affect about 200 elderly residents and patients. Wood said in a statement that this is devastating news and we are beyond disappointed that after numerous attempts to prevent the closure, Rockport remains steadfast in walking away from vulnerable residents and their families. The closure of 3 facilities, Seaview, Pacific, and Eureka Rehabilitation and Wellness, had led Wood to begin crafting legislation that would have addressed the criteria needed for a skilled nursing facility to close, as well as to develop a state formula for reimbursement for facilities in rural areas. CAL FIRE crews spent this morning conducting mop-up operations at the scene of the oil fire that ignited north of Willits adjacent to Highway 101 yesterday afternoon. The small wildfire torched about 35 acres of land, but firefighters were able to stop the forward progress of the flames last night. The fire has burned down one building, however, no injuries have been reported. The fire did cause a temporary closure of one lane in the northbound direction of Highway 101, as emergency vehicles were at the side of the freeway. The State Department of Agriculture has made $275,000 in grant funding available to local schools and groups who promote agricultural education, which includes farm tours, Future Farmers of America programs, and workshops dedicated to agriculture. In an effort to support these programs, the State Department of Agriculture has used the proceeds from the sale of California Ag Special License Plates to fund the programs. Interested parties have until the end of October to submit grant applications. The U.S. Marshals Service for Northern California conducted a 3-day sex offender registry check across the northern part of the state, with assistance from local law enforcement as well as probation departments. Law enforcement checked in on dozens of convicted sex offenders and arrested 6 who were either out of compliance or who had given false information to where they live. Don O'Keefe, who is the marshal for Northern California, said that the 3-day operation was a way to ensure that those who have broken our laws and are released follow local, state, and federal regulations. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Dan Squire has Humboldt State News.
Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher issued a report on a structural budget deficit at the university and has reached out to the campus community and the community at large for suggestions on how to address the issue. More than 85% of the university's budget is tied up in salaries and benefits, and that leaves little room for maneuver. But Rosbacher has proposed one plan to reduce expenditures in areas that are not central to the university mission and use them to expand more important programs and to generate increased revenue. A drop in enrollment has cost HSU about $1 million, and the school has used reserve funds ranging from more than $3 million in 2012 to $500,000 this year to cover the shortfall. Rosbacher said that HSU's expenses have outstripped revenues for 6 years and outlined 2 key areas that need to be addressed, increasing student enrollment and decreasing overall expenditures.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt State University released its annual Clery Act crime report from the 2015 year. According to the report, there were more than 120 disciplinary referrals issued for drug violations, 2 arrests made for possessing illegal weapons, as well as 8 burglaries. There were also 4 cases of rape reported on campus, which is up from 3 reported in 2014. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.